بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, it's a very strange thing and a very sad thing that people who are not religious, they seem to get along well together, they seem to have friends, they are friendly, they are nice, and they don't criticize each other, they don't condemn each other. But when they become religious and they start learning about Islam and they start practicing Islam, for a lot of people, all of what I said, the opposite of that comes into their behavior. The faces are always frowning. They become highly critical of other people, and they become critical to the extent where the extreme ones, they start pronouncing fatwas of kufr and saying that so and so is a kafir, so and so is murtad, so and so is out of Islam, and so on and so forth. The other thing which happens is that in this interest of Islam, people go and they watch some video by some sheikh, or they read something, and then they become extremely rigid. And it's okay, you can, you know, like a particular sheikh, but they become rigid to the extent where they then criticize everyone other than that particular sheikh. And for them, the word of God is whatever that sheikh says. Now, these are things which are very, very detrimental, and these are purely from shaitan. Now, shaitan has different ways in which he deceives people. He does not deceive everybody in the same way. And the way he deceives people who have become religious is not by trying to get them to do things which are clearly haram, like, you know, drinking alcohol or whatever. But the favorite trap of shaitan with people who are religious is to make them angry and to make them rigid and to make them intolerant. Now, this is something that I have seen many times, and I think it's something that I should warn you against. Do not allow the beauty of what Allah gave you, which is tawfiq, of turning towards Allah, into becoming a curse for yourself. Now, ghulu is something which is, that means excess, is something which is prohibited in Islam, and which is something which is always detrimental. Please understand that there is only one person in the entire creation about whom it can be said that whatever he said was right, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is prone to making mistakes, is prone to misunderstanding, is prone to committing sin. That does not mean they are bad people. It does not mean that they should be condemned. But it means that they are human, and that they will make mistakes, and that they might have a different opinion from others, and that opinion might be false. Now, the problem with followers, that is why in Urdu there is a saying, hum log bolte hain ke murshid nahi udte, murid udate hain. We say that the murshid, the sheikh, doesn't fly. It is his followers who make him fly. Meaning the followers say, oh, my sheikh, you know, he levitates and he flies in the air. The sheikh never claimed that, and his sheikh never flew, but it's his followers. They're not happy with having an ordinary sheikh who walks on the ground, so they have to make him fly. Now, the point I'm making here is that by all means, please follow whoever you want to follow. But please understand that whoever you are following is not the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he or she may make a mistake. He or she may have some opinion which may be different from the opinion of somebody else. Now they are not getting wahi, the other person is also not getting wahi. So if you are following something and you find somebody else following something else, please understand that whoever is following whatever else they are following, and I'm talking about all about Muslims. I'm not talking about people who are worshipping idols and so on. I'm saying in Muslims, you might have a particular opinion, you might have a particular way of doing something, of praying or some belief about something. And somebody else has a different belief. Neither you are getting wahi, nor is that person getting wahi. They have their dalil, you have your dalil. By all means, do whatever you like to do. But don't condemn other people. That is a very, very bad thing, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah said, hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fast and do not form divisions. Allah did not say, لَا تَخْتَلِفُوا. Allah did not say, don't disagree. You can disagree, but do not form divisions. You can disagree, but don't condemn. You can disagree, but don't malign and don't run down and don't slander and don't backbite. All of those things are haram. Also, don't raise whoever you follow to a level which is unrealistic. For example, if you look at the titles that people are given, people call so and so the greatest, this one, that greatest one, and so on and so on. Take for example two of the major titles which are given. One is Imam-e-Azam in the Indo-Pak culture, Imam-e-Azam. And the other one is Qaid-e-Azam. Right? Imam-e-Azam is given to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh. And Qaid-e-Azam is given to Muhammad Ali Jinnah, who was the father of the nation of Pakistan. Now, if you really look at both of these names, Imam-e-Azam means the greatest Imam. It doesn't mean big Imam, it means the greatest Imam. And Imam and Qaid-e-Azam means the greatest leader. Now, looking at it from the perspective of Islam, there is only one person to whom both of these titles can be given, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If anyone unknowingly calls somebody else Imam-e-Azam or Qaid-e-Azam, one can say, okay, he doesn't know, he's ignorant. Right? After all, we criticize the Christians who have raised Isa alayhi salam to a level which is beyond the level that is fitting for him. He was a messenger of Allah. He is a sign of Allah. He is a miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent into this world. But the Christians are not satisfied with that. They raise him to the level of son of God. Now, obviously, that is not correct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any of these things. And to call someone that, even though they are doing it out of respect. I mean, think about that. The reason they are doing it is not because they don't like Isa alayhi salam, but because they respect him and they say, no, this man was so wonderful, so great, so beautiful, and so on and so on. He could not have been just a human being. So, therefore, he is divine or something. Now, the point is that justice means to give everything its due, neither to raise nor to lower. And therefore, to follow some, whichever teacher or sheikh or whoever you're following, and to raise them to the point where you say or you pretend or you think that they are superior to everybody else, this is not from the akhlaq of Islam. So my advice to you is, by all means, please be religious. It is good. Follow the religion. Be as strict as you want on yourself, but be kind to other people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to do this. He said, make it easy for others. Don't make it difficult for others. And secondly, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you only about yourself. Allah will not question you about somebody else. So don't worry about what this one is doing, that one is doing. Look at what you are doing and do what is correct. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. You do what is right. You do what is correct and stick to that. If you want to advise somebody else who you think is doing wrong, do that in a nice way. Nothing wrong with that. But don't pronounce takfir, don't condemn somebody else, don't speak to them or criticize them. And definitely do not do that in public. Criticizing somebody else in public is completely and totally against the usul of Islam. If you really want to say something to that person, go and say it to them personally. Go meet them, talk to them face to face. But don't talk to them behind, don't talk about them behind their back, don't speak in public. That is very, very, very bad and very detrimental. And remember, if you do that, then what is going to happen is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be displeased with you and your good deeds will get transferred to that person. Now, obviously, that makes no sense. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to develop our akhlaq on the pattern of the akhlaq of Rasulullah and to stay within our boundaries and limits and to try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not do something which goes against the grain in these terms. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.